Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, hello.
Oh.
Oh dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, you lot again, is it?
Oh, Christ.
What you come back for now? The shirt off my back?
Yeah. Well, I must say, we must be having an impact somewhere along the line.
Why?
Because we have got a few new...
Joking?
No, I'm not joking.
I wouldn't joke about that.
No, I wouldn't joke about that.
No, I know you wouldn't.
But the amount, the ratio of people coming across weekly is very poor.
Is it
very,
really?
Very, very low from these people, yeah.
I tell you what...
We are getting them, but it's a disgrace, frankly.
Let's have a bit of an amnesty, because we've only got about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, till it's the 10th anniversary of us doing it. And then you really got to put your hand in.
Because we've been doing it for 10 years this year. And I think it's about time that you said you coughed up a little bit.
Be fair.
Come on. We're here. We're like bloody clockwork. We're part of the furniture here.
Yeah? We featured in your lives for a long time. £2 a month.
I mean, do it for a little while. If you're not happy with it, if you don't like the material that we are doing, or the facts, or the information that we're giving you, if you don't want to hear the truth, we understand that.
Okay, you'd rather live in a fantasy world.
Yeah, you want to live in a matrix, I suppose.
If you want to be sheeple, stick your head in the sand.
Or take the blue pill and come with us.
Why not, guys?
Find out what's really going on.
Talking of blue pills.
Oh, yeah. What were you taking?
My God.
Viagra.
Yes. Mm. My Margaret is a highly sexual being.
I know.
She likes sex, she wants sex, she likes to talk about it, she likes to watch it. She said, Barry, I'm going to get you Viagra. I don't know what this stuff is that she's bought, but bloody hell.
Online, is it?
Online. Mm.
You should be careful buying pills off people online. You really should.
It has done nothing to make me any harder, but my tits. Have a look at these.
Good.
Look at those enormous boobs. It's made grow.
Does she like that?
Funny enough, she loves it.
Really?
She loves it. She thinks it's funny. She has her friends around. She goes, Barry, come in, show the ladies, I bring in the teas and biscuits and that. They're doing their wrist. What they do, their whist game and all that, gym rummy and all that, bridge.
Yeah.
And they say, come in, Barry. And all these spiteful ladies, look at this.
Yeah.
And I've got my apron on. And my boobs are shining and everything.
God, they make you wear one of them aprons as well, with the naked ladies' body.
And then they all laugh, and it's humiliating.
It is a bit humiliating, and I think she should have a little more respect for you
after
everything you've done for her.
Everything
in
I've
the
done.
Sex department.
Yeah, over the years.
You have given her some sex over the years.
Oh, God. Nut up.
Yeah, she really has. I mean, she has been well serviced by
you. She really has. And to just resign me to relocate take me to a man with a pair of tits. Just being laughed at.
And all right, it was funny. Okay,
for a bit.
At first it was funny.
Yeah.
I saw it because you sent me a photo.
I sent the photo.
And I laughed and I said, okay. And what a lovely pair of tits, I said.
Yeah, lovely. Both of them were.
Yeah. And she took the pills as well, didn't she? And she's now grown a cock.
It makes you wonder. Don't get it off the internet.
It makes you wonder.
It's one rule for one.
One rule, yeah, because she went. She went and had that removed straight away.
Of course she did.
She said to you, "I don't want that dangling down there. I haven't got the pants for it."
But you know, some people, it's typical sexism, isn't it? All the women around, all these old ladies, Barry, get them out. She's going, oh, come on, don't be a spoil sport. And they're all sitting back, all the gin rummy goes out, and all they're laughing. The bridge gets abandoned. The
one
other
one of them,
look at the tits on that, give him this bra, have to parade around in a bra.
Humiliated.
Can you imagine if it was vice versa and I had all the blokes around, Margaret, that wouldn't happen, would it? So she's had that removed.
It wouldn't happen, and you know, I don't think it should happen. Neither, I want to say.
But
no, I don't think the lady should be barking at your tits. Neither. Are you going to get them removed? Are you going to go Turkey?
Not yet. I will go Turkey.
Get a bit of money out. You should make some money from that in a circus.
This is what's come through.
Oh, right.
Turn on the Christmas lights in Watford Town Centre. The Mayor of Watford, Taylor.
We saw the Instagram post.
That's it. Go on, tell him what he said. It's a lovely letter.
Dear Barry, I am the Mayor of Watford, as you know.
Peter Taylor.
I enclose a picture of myself with no top on. Why have you done that?
I don't know. They like to get down and dirty with real people, you know. He's got his chain on.
He's got his mace on. I've got my trousers and pants on.
Good.
And you can see that the pants are pulled up slightly out higher than the trousers.
Okay, cool.
Which is how I like to wear them.
Good.
But as I say, no top. Anyway, I was on Instagram the other day, because I like to thumb through that when I'm on the bug.
Yeah.
And I saw a picture of you with a pair of tits.
Tits, yeah.
He says, do I?
Exclamation mark.
Yeah. What's going on there, I thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, I read the post underneath. Your Margaret says, Barry took the blue pill now he's got tits.
Yes.
Anyway, I wouldn't mind having a good look at them myself, close up, you know what I mean? Right?
The producer will have to have an apology because Peter Taylor is the Mayor of Watford. But don't worry, you know, continue. What about the lights?
Know what I mean? Well, I thought maybe you can come down this Christmas to the lights in Watford and turn them on.
Lovely.
No top, please, because I think we all want to have a good look at those knockers. Please let me know. All the best.
I wrote back, dear Mr. Taylor, whose name might change, thank you so much for your kind invitation to turn on Watford's Christmas lights and for acknowledging the photos and for your photo of the mace and your top. Yes, indeed, those pants are pulled up a little bit. And now the balls have come on either side like clock weights of the gusset of the pants. If only Margaret had had those, it might have accommodated that cock. That's another story, don't worry about that. I digress. I would love to come and turn on the lights, and as you say, no top, don't worry. What time? And I will be charging £17.50 for the Uber get there, and in brackets,
expenses.
I don't need much, you know.
No.
All the best, Barry.
He says, dear Barry, thank you for noticing that my pants are pulled out higher than my trousers. Yes, they are indeed. And as a result of clock weights, you can see them through my trousers.
That's it.
At the bottom there.
That's
by
it.
The gooch.
Yeah.
All intended, I can assure you.
Okay.
Anyway, you coming down to turn on the lights of Rotop.
This is interesting.
We not only would we like to pay for your Uber,
yes,
we would also like to give you £100, which we thought you could go to one of them places.
Turkey?
No.
Oh.
You can go to one of them places that does like a vajazzle and things like that.
That's it.
And have some emeralds and some sequins just stuck to the round.
To the cherry round, on the end. Around, don't know the real
around
word.
Around the cherry on the end of your knockers. Don't know the actual technical Latin name for them because I'm a bloke.
Sources, question mark.
So what do you reckon on that then? Ooh. Let us know.
Well, I have not been back to him, and I just...
No, well, because you're umming and ahhing a bit.
I'm umming and ahhing for 100
you've
quid.
You've been exposed.
I am tempted by 100 pound, and I dare say I can put emeralds from Hobbycraft...
You could do it yourself and say, keep it money.
..at the end of my cherry bins.
Yeah, yeah.
However, the producer just sent the facts in, pointing out that Watford's mayor, Peter Taylor, has never... pulled his trousers down and showed his clock weights, and nor has he extended an invitation to turn on Watford's lights. Peter Taylor is a wonderful mayor, has served the community very well. Let's make that absolutely clear. He has not expressed any interest in my tips
or anyone else's,
for that matter. And as a Watford ratepayer, I would like to endorse this. Thank you, Mr. Taylor, for your sterling work. None of this happened, but imagine if it had. Wouldn't it be funny?
Yeah.
Glad to sort that out.
Okay. Well, that's cleared it up, I think.
I think we
were asked to clear that up, so we did.
We sorted that out.
We'll be back next week. More Christmas tales.
Yeah.
More festive cheer.
Get your hand in your pocket, for Christ's sake. Come on, it's Christmas. Yeah. Scrooge.
Yeah, Scrooge.
All right. Okay. Till next time.
All right, then. Yes.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.